Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, yesterday, over 3,500 people became Irish citizens during the citizenship ceremonies that were taking place in Dublin. Two of those new citizens are with us on the programme today. Daniela, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Congratulations. What does it mean to become an Irish citizen?
Oh, well, it's unbelievable, actually. It's amazing, the feeling of it, because as an immigrant, when we move out of our own country and leaving our family, our friends, and, you know, our history behind to achieve something better in life, to achieve something, a good quality of life and opportunities for our kids and stuff, it's very hard, you know. You have to leave a lot of things and sometimes like baby steps, you know, like getting back, introducing new people in your life and, you know, and a new culture and everything. And I felt like ever since I became, I came to Ireland to live, I always felt very welcome in here. I love the warmth of Irish people and the culture and everything. And so having the citizenship now, it's just like something to like more concrete for myself, you know, to feel like, well, this is my home, really is my home right now. And like, and I can feel that it's just like an opportunity to kind of express this and show that, okay, I really belong here right now. You know, like I can really get my roots in this country. I can really still raising my kids in here. My kids love it here. They were born in here and they just love everything. And I just really love everything in this country.
When did you move to Ireland, Daniela?
I moved back in 2018, but before that, I lived here 1 year in 2013 as well as a student. So I came, I lived 1 year in 2013 as an English student. And then I came back to Brazil with my husband. We've had our first child in Brazil. And then 2018, I came back with my first child that I had in Brazil. He was like almost 3 years old. And then now I have my second child here in Ireland, which is 5 years old right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you noticed much change in Ireland in those 6 years since you came back?
I did. I feel, yeah. Mostly of them quite good. But unfortunately, some of them are quite bad as well. As we saw in the news, you know, back in the last year or something, you know, we've been struggling a lot with as an immigrant, you know, sometimes I can see that people are struggling with other people that are not welcoming enough. As I am, like, for myself personally, I've never had any trouble, thank God.
Good, yeah.
Like God always, you know, sent good people in on my way. Like, I've had an Irish friends, they are lovely to me, to my family, and I had never had experience anything. But yes, I can see some differences. We live in Dublin, so right now, if you go to Dublin City Centre, it's quite messy, as it wasn't like that in 2013, for example.
Yeah, okay.
It was a bit more clean, it was a bit more, how can I say, tidy, you know? So I guess I can feel the difference, yeah, okay. Of course. But mostly of them, it's a better. Anyway,
it's better. Yeah, you. Despite all of that, though, and whatever the negatives, you still wanted to become an Irish citizen.
I do a lot, because it's just, as I said, like, we, when I first came to Ireland as a student, back as a student, I was already married, so I came to my with my husband, and we always loved him here. You know, we just thought it was a good country to raise our kids, to, you know, to just live in here, and we have quite a good security in here. The education is lovely, it's amazing. And then, you know, as I said, the culture, I just love it. It was something that since I was a child, I used to read about, you know, Ireland, and, you know, I love all the, like, Vikings and stuff. So it's just something, in the beginning was like a dream.
Yeah,
and then now
I was going to say, there's got to be a lot of differences from Ireland to Brazil. The weather,
is,
I suppose.
It is a lot. I mean, the weather is, yeah. For me, I really like the cold, which is
really
something that everybody say to me, are you crazy? I really love it. I really like, of course, I like the sun and stuff, but I like the weather in Ireland,
yeah.
Mostly of it. I just don't like that wind, though.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes the rain
and wind combination that we get seems to be fairly unique to Ireland, all right. What about you, Edvaldo? You too became an Irish citizen yesterday. When did you first move to Ireland?
Yeah, I did actually. I moved in March 2017. That was 7 years and a half ago. I have a wife and two kids. One lives here with me, and the other, my daughter, lives back in Brazil. We're not planning to move abroad, and I just got a surprising message from a recruiter from Ireland, and we went through the process of hiring, and then I got a job offer, and that was the moment, like, should we do it or not? And then myself and my wife, we embraced the journey, and we decided to leave an adventure. And back in 2017, I've never been to Europe before. We decided to, I would come first for 3 months. I did that, and then I came back and, you know, bring my family with me. And so far, we can say we're very happy here.
What did you have to do to become an Irish citizen? I know in some other countries, they have a citizenship test, and there's, you know, a knowledge-based exam that people have to sit about the country.
Yes, thankfully, Ireland doesn't have that, because I love culture, I love history, but it's different when you need to pass a test, right? In Ireland, you basically need to live here legally and with certain types of visa for 5 years. And then you can take some documentation to prove that and apply for citizenship. You attend a ceremony, and then you get a certificate, and then you basically get the citizenship. It used to be a harder process when you was everything paper-based. It's now online, it's easier. I was, you know, happy to be on the first week of the online process. It was quick enough.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the ceremony yesterday? Did you do anything to mark
it? Yes. It's very nice. My wife got the citizenship in June. For any reason, we didn't go together, but I was there as a guest. I liked it because the speech from both the minister and the judge were very, you know, very good for us as immigrants. They say that we are welcome, we are now part of the society, and they make us feel like we are part of Ireland, we are part of, you know, this community, the people and everything. Is very welcoming, as the most of Irish people, you know.
Did you enjoy the ceremony, finally, Daniela?
I did. It was very emotional as well for myself. Well, I'm an emotional girl. So, yeah, it was like looking back, you know. I could feel like that I was looking back in my head. It was like thinking, like, all the way the first time we came, just like, because we came as I came as a working visa with my husband. My husband's IT. So he got the working visa, and I've got the you know, the stamp 3, as they said, I suppose. And then, you know, like, look, it was looking back and saying, okay, all the weight, all everything I was being through, only the two of us and the kids, no help, no, you know, away from our friends and family and the country and everything, and the learning the English, which is, it's kind of difficult for adults.
You're doing all right.
Oh, thank you. It's all the work I could feel yesterday.
Paid
it
off.
Was okay. Everything paid off.
Yeah,
so everything
great.
Was very nice. And
well,
very good. It was very good.
Congratulations. You're very welcome. And thanks a million for joining us here in the program today. That's Daniela Fortuno and also Edvaldo Castro. And I should say as well, a big welcome to our own tech op who's sitting across from me here today, making sure that we actually go out on air. Hugo da Silva, who also too became an Irish citizen here yesterday. So Hugo, thanks a million for that. We wouldn't be on air actually without you today. So thanks a million for all the work you do here as well. That, of course, is Daniela and Edvaldo.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.